Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Cara van der Pfeiffer of the Museum of Dogs. Now, Cara, I believe this is the only museum of dogs in the world.
Yes, that's right. And we have it in Cape Town, which I'm very excited about that we could do it. There's a few other art museums that are focused on dogs, but the way we've done it is really the only one that's out there.
Okay, it's in Kerom Street, with a lovely view of Table Mountain as well. So tell us a little bit about the place itself and what to expect when we get there.
It was a very famous restaurant for many years, 95 on Kerom. So many people have memories when they walk in there. It's a beautiful 17th century historical cottage that was renovated in the early 2000s. So there's a really modern top floor that has that incredible view of Table Mountain. And then the bottom floor, you'll see the beautiful historical original stoneworks. So we're very lucky to get the spot.
And you also are still running a cafe, coffee shop.
Yeah, so people can get some coffee, cool drinks. Sometimes there's some snacks as well. So after they're done exploring the museum, they can spend some time up there.
Okay, and you've had a pretty busy January month. So tell us about some of your highlights and the response you've had so far, because you've only been open a few months.
Yes, we've been open 6 months now, so we're lucky to have been around for that long. So January was very busy. We had two concerts, a jazz vocal concert that was really well received and an oboe concert of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra's solo oboe artist. And then our big event of the month was a Six Dogs, the gin company, hosted a big gin and brandy tasting in the museum. And we partnered with the local animal charity and they brought some puppies along and it was an adoption day and we helped raise some funds for them. And everyone could taste Six Dogs' new brandy because they've expanded from gin to brandy now. So they have a really exclusive new brandy that they allowed everyone to taste.
Not the dogs, I assume.
No, not the dogs were strictly on water.
Okay. Now tell us also a bit about the atmosphere, because I know when I've been, there have been sculptures, there have been photographs, just a little bit of, and why you did it.
I did it. The story how it started was my aunt really struggled with cancer and she sadly passed away. But in her last months, her relationship with her dogs was to me the most inspiring thing. And of course, I also grew up with dogs. And just seeing people's relationship and how it improved people with disabilities, people struggling through emotional times, and just as companionship. And I thought, I love museums. How can I turn this into something really special? So it really celebrates humans' connections with dogs and how it's changed people's lives. And then, yes, we have some sculptures. We have a new photography exhibit by DJ Shalwell, who did these amazing black and white photos of his dogs in Cape Town, which really encourages people to spend time in nature with their dogs. And then Tanya Lee, who does these sort of 9-meter O.R. Tambo statues that we see. She has a new sculpting exhibit, her and her co-worker in the museum, which is busts of dogs and cats. So we've included cats for the cat people as well. So we have those two new exhibits. And then upstairs, it's all the personal stories of people that's been submitted from all over the world on how their dog changed their life and influenced them.
So you really have a context about dogs. Cats as well, just in between. But a little bit more about the sculptures, because I was hugely impressed because they're not small little sculptures.
Yeah, we have a bunch of sculptors now. So we have Mervyn Druxund, he's based in Durban, and he does these incredible geometric interior design sculptures of dogs. So we have six of those. And then Carol Slabletsky, I might have mispronounced her surname, she does these resin dogs. So we have six or seven of those, which are life-size in the museum.
Lots of good reasons to go to the Museum of Dogs, not only for the coffee, but to see where dogs fit into our lives. And woof, 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 and thank you for being here and giving us something very special in Cape Town.
Thanks for having me, Philip.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.